Thursday, March the 16th, 2006. Tips from the Top Floor Show number 105.
Here's another edition of Tips from the Top Floor, bringing you the best tips and tricks for your digital photography.
And on today's show, we welcome 1,000 new listeners. I'll give you some listener statistics from the recent Podtrac survey. You won't hear me pitch the cruise today, and there's a whole segment on baby photography.
And here's your host, Chris Marquardt.
Hello, my name's Chris Marquardt, and you are listening to Tips from the Top Floor, the podcast about all things digital photography. I'm recording this in my little studio on the top floor in Tübingen, southern Germany. It's a quite beautiful Thursday afternoon, and this is episode 105. Thanks for tuning in, and especially big welcome to all the new listeners. We actually had a bit of a surge in subscriber numbers for the show earlier this week. Now, I don't have any idea how this happened, but hey, who am I to complain about that? If you've just tuned into this podcast for the very first time, I'd love to hear from you and find out how you found out about this show. Just shoot me a quick note over at info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Thank you. Tips from the Top Floor is usually brought to you 3 times a week, but as I'm currently in the process of getting my own business up and running, and it looks like for each thing that I tick off my to-do list, 3 new things pop up, I have decided to take the show's frequency down to 2 shows per week for now, and this will stay like that for a couple of weeks until things calm down a bit. But for now, it's 1 show on Monday and 1 on Thursday. Also, please don't forget to vote for this show on Podcast Alley. It's a quick process. Just fill in your email address on tipsfromthetopfloor.com, and this way you can help this show to stay in the spotlight. And if you're sitting at your computer right now, why don't you just go over to tipsfromthetopfloor.com and do that right now. Thank you. And thanks again to all of you who filled out the Podtrac listener survey. I've taken the survey link off the site for now, as there are enough responses in for the time being. And what sort of responses? Really good information. Basically, the average listener of Tips from the Top Floor is 35 years old, male, and is well educated. And actually, when I did the first listener survey in June last year, I remember the listenership was 90% male and 10% female. And now that number has changed. Now it's 93% male listeners and 7% female listeners. If you have a good idea why only 7% of the listeners are female, shoot me a note to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com or post something about it on the forum. That would be even nicer to have a nice discussion about that going on, and maybe we can find out how we can recruit more female listeners. Anyway, maybe today's topic will help me attract more female listeners, because this show is about baby photography. I spent a week in Amsterdam visiting my sister's family and my newborn nephew, Martin. Well, not quite newborn, he's about 2 months old now. And of course, I had the camera with me to take tons of pictures. And if you are sitting at your computer right now, just come on over to Tips from the Top Floor and check out the gallery, where you can see a few of the images that I took, along with the camera settings that I chose for each of the pictures. Now, I wasn't sure how to approach this show about baby photography. I originally had planned to make this a sightseeing tour, but little Martin, he has had some trouble with some belly pain lately. Well, I guess that little body just needs some time to get used to everything in this world, including the food. And he was crying lots, and then you'd take him against your shoulder and walk around with him, pat his back, and then he'd burp or even fart. Things would be good for a while then, but, well, the sound scene didn't work out as expected, and I didn't want to give you a crying baby. So, well, that was a week ago, and I've just heard today that he's actually been doing much better during the last few days, so we all hope he's over the worst now. But even with all the trouble, Martin is just one of the cutest babies out there and is so photogenic. It's just amazing. So let me tell you about a few of the things that I had on my mind when I took those baby pictures. First, I didn't use any flash while taking the pictures. On the one hand, I remember that I've read somewhere that the eyes of very young babies have some trouble coping with a strong burst of light from a flash and that it might even be dangerous to them. And on the other hand, I found that using the available light was just giving the pictures the perfect mood. And in situations where this led to too long exposures that were hard to handhold without getting camera shake into the picture, I used my good old burst trick. And if you haven't heard about that before, you basically switch the camera to burst mode where it takes multiple images in rapid succession. And then after you've shot a burst of 3 to 4 pictures, just choose the one with the least shake and delete the others. And chances are there's one among them with little or no camera shake, and it works really well in those situations where you don't have a beanbag or a tripod at hand. Of course, doing available light only also requires a fast lens or a camera that can go to high ISOs without introducing too much noise into the picture. In the case of the pictures that you see in the gallery, I mainly used the Canon 70-40mm lens that only goes down to an aperture of f4, but combined with ISO 1600, that was not so much of an issue. Another advantage that the available light photography has with portraits is that you can work with a wide open lens, which leads to nice shallow depth of field, which usually supports a portrait subject very well. If your depth of field is really shallow, you might want to try to focus on the eyes though. That's one of my rules of thumb when taking portraits. I try to make sure the eyes are in focus. Everything else can usually be secondary. When it came to composing the images, I tried to make sure to get some backlight onto Martin's face in order to provide some nice highlights on his skin. In case of the living room where most of the pictures were taken, there was usually a window somewhere in the background that provided for that. And you'll also notice that hardly any of the pictures have the subject in the middle. I've usually taken my nephew off-center, either to allow him to look into the picture or in order to add some feature from the background into the composition. I also tried to make sure to get nice catchlights in the eyes of my nephew. Catchlights are those little bright dots in the eyes that come from a window or another source of light. And those little highlights are very important features in any portrait. Next time you take a picture of someone, try to edit out the catchlights in the eyes and compare the two versions, and you'll see what I mean. Beautiful catchlights add a lot to the atmosphere of a portrait, and for a baby with its relatively big eyes, that's at least twice important. I also tried a few pictures with longer focal lengths. The reason is that this way, I don't have to get as close to my subject, and chances for a good candid shot are much higher. And you know how some people set up their photo face as soon as they spot a camera, and you'll never get a natural picture from them as long as they know you're taking a picture of them. Well, believe it or not, Martin is only 2 months old, but as soon as you point a camera at him, his expression changes. So another thing that really helps to take good baby pictures is distraction. Give the baby something to play with or have someone else distracted. Less photo faces and more natural expressions. With a subject like a little child, getting the right moment for the picture is critical. If you have a camera that takes too long between pressing the shutter and taking the picture, you'll want to pre-focus the image by half pressing the shutter, and then when the right moment comes, fully press the shutter. This will help you cope with shutter delay. And very important, with all kind of child photography, take loads and loads of pictures. They are constantly in motion and you don't want to miss that one special image. And last but not least, even more important, very, 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 very important, ask permission from the parents if you take pictures of their baby. And if you want to post the pictures to an online gallery like I have done in the case of this show, make sure they know about it and they are okay with it. So, here's a big thank you to Beate and Andre for allowing me to post Martin's pictures. You have a very cute little boy, and I'm sure the listeners of this show agree. Oh, wait, not finished yet. Here's another important piece of information. I did some post-processing on most of those pictures, mostly some color correction, brightness and contrast changes, and a few of the images have been cropped a little to fix the composition. But this time I didn't use Photoshop, as I forgot to deauthorize the copy on my home computer and enable it on the laptop. So instead I used version 2 of Google's Picasa for the editing. It doesn't by far allow as much control and flexibility as Photoshop does, but hey, if you're looking for a very easy to use image editing program on your PC, have a look at Picasa. It's free and it's so easy to handle, even my mom uses it. And I managed to get some excellent results out of it, I think. And that was it for today's tips from the top floor. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, here's another baby tip. There's nothing to do with photography, but it's real fun. Did you know that babies are actually able to mimic you? When you stick out your tongue, they will try to do it as well, right from the start. Right, newborns can do that. You just have to, just practice a bit with them. And after a few minutes, the baby will stick its tongue back out to you. Give it a try if you have a newborn at home. It's real fun. Okay, you have three ways of leaving feedback. You can post to the forum. You can call the voicemail line at 206-202-DSLR. That's 206-202-3757. That's a phone number in the United States. If you live outside the United States, you might want to prefix that with your international dialing prefix and one for the US. Okay, now this has totally thrown me. Or you can send an email to info@tipsfromthetopfloor.com. Also, don't forget to vote for this show on Podcast Alley. Again, it's a quick process. You can do this directly from tipsfromthetopfloor.com. In the show notes, there is a box where you can insert your email address and send it off. So if you're sitting at your computer right now, go to tipsfromthetopfloor.com. I would really appreciate that. I wish you a great weekend. My name's Chris Marquardt. I'm podcasting from the top floor in Tübingen in southern Germany. Talk to you again on Monday and happy shooting!